Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chicken Caesar salad, extra cheese.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I tell you what, I had something last night that just threw me for a loop. Speaking of a Caesar salad.
Chicken Caesar salad, extra cheese.
It's coming up in 10 minutes. I'll keep people. You may have opened up a little can of worms, Goo. Let's go to Scott in Hayward. What's going on, Scott? How you doing, my man? You want to talk a little cap?
Great show, as always. Kaepernick, I try not to get too political. I know y'all try not to get too political.
It's true.
But, you know, I can't help but think the last 3 years, He couldn't make a practice squad. I mean, have you seen what the Jets have rolled out at quarterback this year?
I totally agree.
It's trash.
Not as good as Kate Rosen or Fitzpatrick. I mean,
I know.
He runs like a gazelle. He got a cannon.
Yep.
His knock was always he lacked a little touch on his passes, but he also went to the Super Bowl, and he took a pretty mediocre team there as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, you tell me he's not blackballed. He couldn't make a practice squad.
I know, Scott.
Go over the Bills backups. Go over every backup quarterback in the NFL.
You're absolutely right. Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate the call. You know, I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm saying one thing that is working against Cap in a huge way is his style of play.
Right.
Like if he were the same level of quarterback, but he played more in the pocket, I do believe he'd be in the NFL right now.
Here's the thing, though, Steiny.
But it's too easy
to defend him.
No. It's too easy to not sign him because, well, the scheme's so hard, so different and unusual and blah, blah, blah.
You know, Steiny, his last season in the league, 2016, Niners were 1-10 in his starts.
Speak on it.
1-10. They didn't win any games. But you look at that roster and you're saying, well, no wonder they didn't win a game. That was an expansion team. They were awful. The defense was on the field an extra 3-4 games due to Chip Kelly's up-tempo offense. Defense was on the field a long, long time. And Kaepernick, under Ryan Day, who's now the head coach at Ohio State, Ryan Day was a quarterback coach, and I don't want to be long-winded here, but he threw 16 touchdown passes, 4 interceptions, and it seemed like he was getting better from the pocket. And the NFL didn't give him the chance that, you know, Russell Wilson, good guy, doesn't say anything, doesn't you know, say anything that's going to rub people the wrong way. Seattle gave him a chance to get better in the pocket. Baltimore's giving Lamar Jackson a chance to get better from the pocket. Kaepernick, it seems like, due to the political stance, wasn't afforded that chance to continue to develop his football game. And I thought he was getting better in 2016. The guy was only 29 years old and been in the league 6 years. Give him time. He was still a capable quarterback. So Scott, who just called us, is right on the money there. He should have been at least on the practice squad.
And that's 100, as the kids say. Preach, Bonte. And Steiny, if we're going to go Gabe Kapler and second chances when you don't deserve them, Cap did enough on his best day to get with another team and see if he can tap into what he had, the magic that he created. And let's not act like this guy was a one-trick pony. The league was his. This guy had did it in the playoffs, so I'm just saying, yeah, are the odds stacked against him 3 years off? Is there going to be rush? Yeah, but I guess forget the starters, and I'm really not. Let's go to the backups and the backups, Bonte. There's no way Cap can't be one of those quarterbacks.
But then you get into the situation.
Okay.
Do you want your backup quarterback to possibly be a distraction? Or to possibly occupy the media.
See, I thought it would go away if he gets signed.
I think it would swell up in the beginning, but I kind of agree. I think it would dissipate.
Using my word.
I mean, do we also
SAT word.
Do we know if he's going to kneel or not?
He's I think he may be.
It's been so long since he said one or the other. I mean, I'm not sure. Let's go to Emmanuel. He wants to talk about running quarterbacks with you, Goo. What's up, Emmanuel? How are you, man?
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm doing very well, thanks. I actually was thinking of one thing, but then I listened to you guys along the way, and I thought about something, which is to do with personality. And I remember what I said was I was going to talk about how quarterbacks are not distinct by their skill set, by who they are. And Wilson is not different as far as what he does, but his personality and how he controls the team and everything is what makes him special. And so the same with Deshaun Watson, too. So the issue with Kaepernick, and I'm a lawyer by trade, and I think everything they did to him is completely illegal, and I believe you have no right to stop a guy from expressing his constitutional right to free speech. That's a different issue. But, I mean, as far as football goes, I remember Derek Carr a couple years ago, I think it was a game in New York, when the Raiders were 2-0. I remember, and there was some issue with Marshawn Lynch, you know, sitting for the anthem, and he came out and made some comments. And I think that hurt the team because the team unity got, you know, affected by that. And I think some of the linemen made a comment about that. So I think...
Oh, before that Washington game, Sunday Night Football.
His friends on the team may be disruptive. Now, it has nothing to do with whether or not I think he has a right to be there. So I don't think anybody's going to sign him at this point. That's just my opinion. And thanks for taking the time to listen to me.
Yeah, I'm with you, Emmanuel. I don't think anybody's signing him either.
Yeah,
I'm not really sure what this is all about. By the way, I got to... Mind if I pat myself on the back?
Go ahead. You got DTs in you?
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
Diva tendencies.
Why don't you guys talk, because I need to find the thing.
Look at this guy. Yeah. Can you believe this guy?
Shoot.
Can you believe Matt Stibitz flexed us?
Come on.
He does it like twice a week. Yeah. The DTs.
Jerry McDonald.
There it is.
Writes for the Bay Area News Group. Long He's time. A Raider. I mean, he is Mr. Raider.
Yeah. Been there forever.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got the inside guru.
The Raiders season changed the day they cut Antonio Brown. You like that? Told him to beat it. Hit the pike. Give me a hit the pike, Goo.
Yeah,
hit the pike. Yeah, I know he's your guy.
There's no tangible evidence.
No tangible.
But from a locker room standpoint, it's us, Tupac, us against the world. I'll give you that all day because I thought it was over. That their season was done when they did that.
You saw the photo. 89 in training camp. It was 90 players out there in training camp. It was 89 guys in a huddle saying, hey, 1, 2, 3, Raiders. And it was Antonio Brown on the side.
See, I'm
there's 52 guys stretching, and there's Antonio Brown on the side. Vic Tafer said it in The Athletic, where legends came up there, and Antonio Brown's playing with his kids while the team is practicing. They're like, what the hell is going on? Who is this guy?
I was with you on that one. The other thing about Cap is there's so many kind of incongruities. And what I mean by that is, on the one hand, it'd be a distraction, I don't know. He won the Len Eshman Award.
I know.
His last year in San Francisco.
Not a bad guy. That's my understanding for the best teammate. No doubt.
Absolutely.
That's a real award.
Nobody talks about that.
Right.
Nobody ever talks about that. Len Eshman Award. It's like the Willie Ways Award, Willie Mack Award, Guru. I mean.
We should get Dr. Harry Edwards on to ask him what he thinks about this.
We know what it is, man. We know what it is. How about this? You know, when people say, Kaepernick can't hit an open receiver. He doesn't have touch. Well, let me ask you this. Would you rather have Brian Hoyer at quarterback or Colin Kaepernick?
Cap.
Would you rather have Ryan Fitzpatrick or Colin Kaepernick?
Let me help you out. Cap.
I mean, I might rather have Captain Sam Darnold, who's seeing ghosts out there on the field.
That was bad.
Here's another thing that I said was good at the time. And he goes, oh, no, you can't do that. When Kirk Cousins said, sorry, guys, I've been terrible. Have they lost since then? No, they haven't.
You know what? I'm gonna give you that. And he beat Dallas.
He did beat Dallas.
I was waiting for him to mess up.
Gary in San Jose. How you doing, Gary?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I think I'm looking at the teams that desperately need a quarterback, maybe the Broncos, and I was gonna say Miami. And the only thing is when he played for the Niners, his kind of wind up was really wide, kind of like Kyler Murray a little bit.
Right.
Maybe hopefully he quickened it, kind of like, what is Tom Brady, the fastest wind up?
We're breaking up a little bit, Gary, but the point came over loud and clear. Let's face it, the other perception was he didn't study.
Yep.
Didn't study.
Heard
didn't,
that a lot.
Didn't work hard.
Which is funny.
But he got to a Super Bowl and a couple NFC championships without studying.
Yeah, but that was funny because his first 3 years, they always said Kaepernick was the first guy there and the last one to leave.
Right. And then all of a sudden, he's not studying.
He started blowing up, though.
What happened? He got the money. He started selling jerseys. Okay.
And the ladies.
I did not like that he started dating that.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who needs to be in Atlanta before Cap.
Hold on.
That's John Elway. You need to be sleeping out there in a tent with the way you've been striking out on quarterbacks.
What about Matt Nagy with Mitch Trubisky?
You too. Get a camper and sleep out. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he should be like.
That's
I mean, it should be like he's buying concert tickets.
Well, remember John Elway wanted Kaepernick, but he wanted to take a pay cut.
Yeah,
that truly was probably his last chance at a get. Wow.
Well, there was also the Baltimore one. I can't remember which came first.
Then his girlfriend put the what was the slave movie? You know what I'm talking about? And Samuel Jackson.
Django.
Look at this guy.
All right, this is a release from the NFL.
Uh-oh.
All right. We're looking forward to Saturday's workout with Colin. 11 teams, Arizona, Atlanta, Cleveland, Denver, Detroit, Miami, New England, New York Giants, Jets, Tampa Bay, and Washington have already committed to attend, and it's only Thursday. With 2 days remaining until the workout, we expect additional teams to commit. Former NFL head coach Hugh Jackson will lead the drills, and former NFL head coach Joe Philbin will be in attendance as well. We, meaning the NFL, will send video of the workout and interview to all 32 teams, including head coaches and general managers. When I read this, that to me comes loud and clear. Hey, we're bending over backwards to try to show people. We, the league, is going to try to put on a show to make it, hey, he's right here. Everybody's invited. It's right here. Sign him. And then when nobody signs him, they can say, what more do you want us to do? We set up a trial.
Why so many years later?
I don't know.
And that's why I keep going to the Jay-Z card.
That's the big
why. We didn't know what he was going to do. And I could be wrong, but he's got a workout. He's got a tryout, and there's going to be teams there, more than one. You can't tell me that's just a coincidence.
Yeah, that's a
big
question.
Hey, man, give this guy a tryout.
He got one. He just got one. He got one for every team.
I'm happy for him.
I'm woke.
Now, what you say, you very well may be right, Stoney, but damn it, if he gets signed by a team, this goes away.
Let's go to Raider Debater. Raider Debater in Oakland. What's up, man?
Hey. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
So maybe the 49ers need to kick the tires on Kaepernick, Guru, because Jimmy G's performance last game was awful and alarming. Peep this. Jimmy G's QBR against the Seahawks was 18.9. Now, QBR measures quarterback's contributions to winning, passing, rushes, turnovers, and penalties. So with Jimmy G's performance last game, the 49ers were expected to win that game 18.9% of the time. I mean, that's pretty much the equivalent of somebody in poker having pocket rockets or pocket aces and the other person having pocket kings. He made the 49ers a huge underdog in the game, and they almost still won, which speaks to the Niners having a Super Bowl winning defense. But Niner fans should be very anxious, and I'm talking to you, Bonte, moving forward, because if he continues to play so horrible, and let's say the Niners lose to the Packers, Rams, and the Seahawks again, the Niners could be 12-4 and miss the playoffs. Thanks for the call.
Well, and I'll let you get out.
Yeah. I'm not even going to reply. I don't think Bonte's going to explode.
Here's my question.
Here's my question. Why can't Kaepernick have a bad game? I mean, why can't Garoppolo have a bad game?
Right.
He threw 4 touchdowns a game before.
Right. Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying, the games are coming, or that game, because it hasn't been games, is now when they start to need you more.
Well, how about this?
And Kittle's not playing Sunday.
Right.
And we don't know.
Rip cartilage. How about this? How come we can't look at it like this? This is why football is such a team sport, but we put so much emphasis on the quarterback position. It's the premier position in all the sports, and we always criticize the quarterback. You need to function as one as an offense. How come we can't say, well, his offensive line didn't block. Clowney hit him 5 times. Seattle on 46 dropbacks, pressured him 22 times, which is unheard of. That's damn near 50%. And then your receivers dropped 9 passes. How come we can't look at everything else? But instead, we just say, you know what? Jimmy G was awful. He was absolutely awful. He didn't play a bad game to me. He didn't play a great game or a good game. He was okay. He could have done a lot of things better, but damn, the rest of his team could have done a lot of things better.
And you can't use the one game that they lost as the barometer
right.
and ignore the eight. Not that he was Joe Namath or Dan Marino in the eight, but he damn sure what this was his worst game of the season to me. And you could say, oh, I'm alarmed, but Kittle and dude, he was getting hit. Now, the one thing I will say Jimmy G can do better, and it's easy for me to say in this plush chair, you can't be David Craig when you do get hit, Bonte, the ball comes out.
Right.
That happened twice, one for a touchdown.
Yeah, he got popped.
And the other, they were in the 10-yard, in the red, the, right. their own end of the.
Got to take care of the football.
I'm watching this Sunday like Everett Shanahan will be.
Yeah, I just, okay. So he didn't play great against Seattle, and.
Kick wins again.
You're 8-1, and
kick wins again.
Here come the Cardinals. See how he plays against the Cardinals.
Here's a funny thing: Sunday Night Football, Cowboys lose to the Vikings, and a lot of people are ripping Dak. The guy threw for 400 yards.
You watched that game? It's the best one he's ever had.
That's what's so funny about the quarterback position. You throw for 400 yards, all these touchdown passes, you lose, but it was your fault. You throw for 220 or whatever Garoppolo did, have all those incompletions, fumble twice, but it's your fault. Which one is it? Like. Look at the offense as a whole, not just the quarterback position.
I get where you're going.
650. Garoppolo isn't winning any games for this team. The defense bails him out all the time. Quarterback is the Niners' weak link.
People on the national media saying that.
Okay, well, they don't watch every game.
Yeah, and I'm not saying they're right.
Well, hold on. Let's lay it and put the rat on the table.
Okay.
The running backs are good.
Go ahead.
That's the best part.
I know.
Of it.
Yep.
The defensive line is one of the best in football.
Put the defense, all right?
How's their linebackers?
Check.
How's their defensive backs been?
Check.
Been good, really good.
How about their receivers?
That's the weak link of the 2019 Niners.
And I
got to
believe they're linked a little bit.
Oh. Right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm not saying...
Wow, I get you.
I get the people who say Jimmy hasn't done this, hasn't done that. But again, he's just doing what he's been asked to
and
do.
And what you guys are telling me real quick, the defense can't have an off day. Because it didn't have one against Seattle.
Can't.
They held them down,
they
Jack.
Can't. Joe Staley was awful. When you got defensive linemen, and it's happened to Brady. It's happened to Brady at this highest level. When you get guys flush in the pocket and you got a quarterback under siege, start to get happy feet, and you become unsure of yourself. That happens to every single quarterback in this league.
And what's happened real quick to the Niner run game? Can't tell me there's not a correlation. Man. Is all of a sudden is run blocking? What's happening, Steiny? It's not what it once was 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Texter here says, if Brady's available, do you go after him?
Uh-oh.
Brady might be available.
I wouldn't want him.
You see a list of the free agent quarterbacks?
I did.
No.
I know, but let's have fun. Yes or no? You ready?
Yeah.
Free agent quarterbacks at the end of the year.
Why are you smiling?
I don't know. I'll tell you why. I'm just going to do this.
LMAO.
Derek Carr and Garoppolo, both teams can get off those quarterbacks.
Let's
they
do
can
it.
Get
I'm
off.
I'm ready.
Dak Prescott.
Yep.
Guru?
It's the verdict.
I was hoping to go a little quicker than this.
I got ripped on Sunday night for saying Dak is. I didn't say Dak was better than Jimmy. Somebody said, Jimmy's better than Dak. You're crazy. And I said, Jimmy's not better than Dak.
Yeah, he's not.
So
Dak Prescott, I'll take Dak. And I'm not being a homer.
Tom Brady?
I'm taking Tom.
You can't take Tom, can you, though? Just because, I mean, how many years are you going to get out of him?
He wants to play today till 47. His agent said
Tom Brady
playing
this year?
But he said like 41 the other time.
Tom Brady hasn't been Tom terrific this year.
No,
I know the Patriots are winning.
I told Shasky last year, and I look like a buffoon, the playoff start, he puts on his tuxedo.
You know what happened? The run game kicked in.
Well, there you go.
Drew Brees.
I'm out on Drew right now. I think something's up, man.
I'm certainly out on the next guy, Phillip Rivers.
Enough that shot put.
How about your guy Cam Newton?
Cam's
what?
Done.
No.
What do you mean?
He's about to have surgery.
He's going to be fresh next year.
I'm good
fresh
off Cam.
What?
Fresh legs.
He's
I'm good
where
off
Cat
Cam.
Was when the tank was empty.
I'm good
about
off
Ryan
Cam.
Tannehill.
He's got stop. No.
On a 3-game winning streak.
Tannehill's playing some good football.
How about this guy? This guy needs a change of scenery. He'll be great. Andy Dalton.
Oh, boy.
Why?
Play the Ray Ratto.
Don't you wish that on us, Steiny.
Nick Foles, Jameis Winston, Teddy Bridgewater.
None of the none.
No?
You know what? Teddy Bridgewater's interesting.
Now he's making some money.
Teddy Bridgewater, because you could probably get him on a cheaper deal. That's the only reason why I say Teddy.
Teddy went undefeated and Drew lost a game. I'm just throwing that out there.
I think I'm hanging on to Jimmy and I'm hanging on to Derek Carr.
And I'm not mad at you.
Why the F would the Raiders want to move on from Carr? Because that's what the contract says.
And it was just an exercise.
You can walk away, just like the 49ers can walk away from cap.
Right. I just can't believe people will walk away from that Monday night game and just solely say, you know what? That's all on Jimmy G. I told you he couldn't win the big one. I told you he couldn't win. Like, what are we watching, people?
I feel like an author now, but seasons change, and it's amazing how I was drunk, and I still am off of Kyle Shanahan and the exotic play calling, and nobody looked like, from a defensive standpoint, could keep up with the Niners. This is why you play 16. All of a sudden, the stuff has changed now. And where has the run game gone?
We're trying to have the 30
and the receivers can't catch for the Niners, Donnie. Whoever they play now, we're watching. Like, the narrative has changed, Jack, and I'm here for it. I don't know who's coming out to NFC now, but this is why we love this league.
It sounds like you're finally starting to realize that games don't end at halftime.
But they were so dominant, man. Hey, but injuries have a lot to do with what I'm saying.
The Guru did tell you that on Monday at the Hilton. Thank you to Michelle and Joe Eustace down there at the Hilton.
Yeah.
But Guru did say that he's finally realizing that coaching matters in the NFL.
I like when Guru's like, can you believe the Giants lost that game yesterday? They were up 1-0 in the second inning.
I did that.
How do you lose a lead like that?
That was the Nationals. I said they're done in one of those games, and they end up coming back. They were down 4-0.
Let's go to Jesse in San Jose. I think he wants to have a word with Bonte.
Oh, here we go.
I got Bonte's ball out here.
The Jackals are coming out. What's up, Jesse?
Bonte, I called you on Thursday night after you were all hyped that Garoppolo's arrived and he's the real deal and all this off of one game against a non-playoff team. Remember that?
I do remember that. I remember you loud.
I told you what happened. I said, what's going to happen when they take the run game away and say, Jimmy beat us? You almost had like 5 turnovers. How can you not blame it on the quarterback when the quarterback almost had 5 turnovers?
How many guys, Jesse, dropped passes? Kendrick Bourne dropped the pass for a pick, correct?
I mean, were they perfect passes? You can go both ways. You can say, were they perfect passes? Because some of them were a little bit high. Now? Jimmy always misses a little bit high. That's why he gets so many pick sixes.
Did it hit him in the hands?
Jesse, I love you, man.
But look, I get you. Jesse, Garoppolo didn't play great. It was one of his worst games of his career, no doubt about it.
He had help, though,
but man, it was a collective effort on Monday night.
Thanks, Jess. Yeah. Appreciate it.
He got the crickets. Got the crickets. Hits you in the hands. You got to catch it.
Dude, this season's getting – this. I love it, man. And there's no more buys. I'm ready.
You ever hear that song by Carly Simon, Jesse?
Jesse's girl.
No, that's Rick Springfield.
No,
one that goes, Jesse.
There's a drop.
Yeah. I'll always bring fresh flowers to you. Jesse, that one?
No, I didn't.
Carly Simon. She got some hits.
She kind of fell off.
Well, she's 92 now. I mean, of course she did.
Who are you thinking about? Britney Spears or something?
No.
Jesus. Aguilera?
No, the other one that cut her hair.
Madonna?
No, the Pink? Young girl. Britney. No.
Pink?
Britney Spears?
No.
I like Pink, by the way. Pink?
What's the girl I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
She cut her hair, and she was real. She pushed the issue, and
Britney
Spears.
Don't tell. Oh, no, the
I
one.
Said, no, Britney that's Spears. Not
no,
her.
No, he's talking Paris about the,
no,
the
it's
one
not
with
Katie
the
Perry.
Ripped up the Pope.
Yeah, come on.
What's her name?
What's
ripped
my
up a picture
name?
Of the Pope.
Kind of out with the drugs.
No, don't tell me. I won't tell me.
Don't tell me.
And they're missing it back there. That's the Pentagon in the back, and they don't know it. What's my girl? Carly Simon.
No, it's the one who ripped. Tell me, she ripped up the picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, what's my girl's name?
Sinead O'Connor.
No, that's not who I'm talking about.
All right, well, we're going to have to. If you know who.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
Okay. Thank you, Tex Line.
Thank you,
925.
Thank you, 925. Tex Line, 650.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You guys named them all, boy.
All righty. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Ticket Crushers. Last call. Coming up in 15 minutes. Got a ticket, suspended license, DUI, don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation.
Jesse, I won't come
bring fresh flowers
for you. No, Jesse.
Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I guess that she won't bring fresh flowers to Jesse. I thought.
That's why I didn't recall it.
Yeah, all right. So head out to the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smart calls, smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices. Ian Williams is joining us, former 49er, and he played with Colin Kaepernick when Kaepernick quarterbacked the San Francisco 49ers. Ian, what do you make of this NFL workout that's going to take place Saturday in Atlanta? What's the first thing you thought when you heard about this?
The first thing I thought, I was surprised because, you know, it's something usually like the player or the agent usually like comes up with to, you know, schedule something with the league and with office personnel. Like, and they schedule it on a Saturday. Like, that's super random. Like, don't you understand all the people who make the decisions have to be there for a game the next day? Like, how are they going to, how would John Lynch or somebody up there in our brass, you know, be able to make it to Atlanta and be able to fly back and be able to make it to the game for Sunday for a 1 p.m. game? Like, that's crazy. But it was just crazy that it came out of nowhere. But I know he's ready for it. I know he's been training for it. So I was kind of thrown back by it.
I'm not trying to be Dr. Naive here, but I've been saying and stressing this all day. My man Jay-Z took a lot of heat. I'm just saying, Ian, he took a lot of heat when he took this role and was going to help the NFL do this or that, choreographer, the Super Bowl, the halftime thing or whatnot. But we didn't understand. We didn't know. Am I wrong for feeling like he helped facilitate this tryout? And even if it is a facade, why would the NFL years later, 3 years later, all of a sudden give Cap this platform? I guess what I'm saying in a nutshell is I'm lightweight excited that all it might take is one team to sign Cap. Am I looking at it kind of naive?
Honestly, I don't know what's going on with Jay-Z and all that he, you know, he's supposed to be doing for league and stuff like that. I have no clue what he's doing or if, you know, he had any part in what the league is trying to do for Cap. But I just know that he's ready for anything that, you know, the league can try to throw at him. But, you know, like, what was the first part of your question, though? Like, where were you trying to get at with the question? Because you kind of told me everything that you wanted to hear.
Well, a lot of people are saying this is just a dog and pony show and there's no chance Cap can get a job. The fact that 11 or 15 teams are going to be there, I just feel like all of a sudden for this to just come out of nowhere – he might have a legit chance of getting a job.
Yes, I think he does. I feel like, you know, teams are starting to realize, like, hey, this system that he was in before kind of works. You had Greg Roman, who's at Washington right now, and he's taking the league by storm. So, you know, I think offenses are starting to see, and teams are starting to see, like, wow, this is hard to defend against. And then what they were able to do against the New England Patriots, the Bill Belichick, you know, normally he comes out in the second half, and he had some answers for a team like that. They didn't have any answers for it. So that took the league by notice. Like, hey, this offense is real, especially if you get a quarterback back there who can run the ball and can also throw the ball. That was the only thing about this type of offense that, you know, most guys who ran the option and type of offense like that, the RPO stuff like that, they couldn't throw the ball. But Cap, Lamar Jackson, these guys, they can throw the ball also. So I feel like, you know, teams are starting to notice, like, hey, man, maybe we need to, you know, kick the tires on this and see where it's at and see how he is and maybe bring him in maybe next year or just see where he is. And maybe a team, you know, like Cincinnati or Miami or these other teams who are really down on the totem pole, they just pick him up and try to just change the offense completely and see if it works and see if maybe they can have something special and something going for next year. But you have to, like, take notice of what Lamar Jackson's doing out there, man. And for defenses, it's hard to have, you know, each play as a defensive player, you know, it's 9-on-11 each play. You know what I'm saying? The quarterback hands the ball off to the running back, so there's two guys on the field who can't do anything against you. So it's 11-on-9 each play. But when you have a quarterback back there who can run the ball and throw the ball, it's 11-on-11, and it's hard because now that free safety that, you know, we call him a free safety because he's obviously the quarterback player on most most defensive, most right. defensive calls. But now that free safety has to come up in the box and be a quarterback player, and now you're taking him out of his element to be back there. You know, he's usually 200 pounds like Jimmy Ward. That's Jimmy Ward in the box against Cam Newton, against Lamar Jackson now. Now there's a size difference and stuff like that. So offenses are taking notice, and I feel like he has a great chance right now with what Lamar Jackson, what Baltimore is doing, for another team to kind of duplicate that and put it on the field.
Ian, thanks for being on here on 95.7 The Game. Ian, I just keep thinking, why now? Why now? Because he did light up the Patriots, and you were part of that when he lit up the Patriots up there in Foxborough. Goes to a Super Bowl. Goes to two NFC Championship games. Last season with Chip Kelly, that team wasn't the best team talent-wise. Throws 16 touchdown passes to 4 interceptions, and we've seen the quarterback play in this league the last 3 years. Guys like Brian Hoyer, Blaine Gabbert. I mean, there's been terrible quarterbacks getting jobs to all the guys in Denver. Why now? It feels like, to me, it's a big farce just to say, hey, we worked him out. He didn't do well in the workout. We're moving on. I don't know, man. This is something bigger, and I don't believe the NFL is serious about signing Colin Kaepernick.
My thing was the way they sprung it on him like that, like on a Saturday, like they didn't give him a chance to prepare or anything like that. Like they approached him and gave him a deadline, a 2-hour deadline to be able to accept doing the workout. Like where, like that's crazy right there. You know what I'm saying? Like give this man some time to be able to come in and we do everything, all the tryouts. Like DeMontre Moore, he worked out on Tuesday.
Right.
He do everything on Tuesdays. Everybody knows that. So why would you put this guy in a disadvantage to work out on Saturday and not know who's there, and then say that he has to do interviews with the team? Like, what?
It's not fair, right?
Kind of dude he is, but he had to do interviews with the teams, and he was kind of thrown back. But you know what? He said yes to everything, and he's ready for everything. So, you know, I don't know what the league was trying to pull with the fast one right there, but, you know, the guy's ready. He's training. He's been ready. He was one of the guys that anytime I would show up to the facility, he was the first one here. I'll always see his white Jaguar right there parking in the parking lot, and I would be pulling up. And then right when I'm leaving the facility, leaving the stadium, his Jaguar would still be there because he's in there doing quarterback meetings and stuff like that, trying to get better. He was the first one in, last one out. So I don't know, you know, what people think about his integrity or his personality or his character, but I feel like with him being able to stand up for what he stood up for, knowing he could possibly lose his job, he lost his job for a couple of years, knowing that, and you still have to question his integrity and have to interview him to see what he's going to do and stuff like that. Well, like, come on now, you know, like, be serious, people.
Ian, thank you so much for joining us, particularly on the spur of the moment, and look forward to catching up with you soon.
Go, real quick, Ian, before we let you go, do you believe Kaepernick will be signed next week? So I want to ask you, do you believe that Kaepernick will be signed to a team this season?
I think maybe this season. I don't know next week because I don't know how the workout's going to go, man. I hope he kills it, but I don't know what teams are looking for. You know, this could be we're just kicking the tires on this and seeing like where he is, and we're just doing this for the league. The league told us to do this. I don't know how it's going to end up. So I hope he gets picked up because he deserves it. There's, like you said, he's better than probably 80% of the quarterbacks who are on rosters right now. You know, he's a Super Bowl quarterback. So, you know, what else do you have to lose with him?
Thanks again, Ian. Appreciate it, man.
All right, fellas.
All right, Ian.
Yeah. Let me play devil's advocate here. And here's why I don't think anything's going to happen. Let's say Cap works out and he's signed. How does that explain the last 3 years? Then why didn't he play the last 3 years?
Well, it would be what myself, your colleague, and Ian mentioned, that the fact that this running quarterback thing has resurfaced, that he fits that mold.
Come on. Cam Newton hasn't gone anywhere.
Okay, yeah,
Russell Wilson still runs a little bit.
No doubt, but even they look at Russell as a different type of running quarterback. What Lamar's doing.
Josh Allen in Buffalo's a running quarterback.
Yeah, but
not to step on you, Guru,
no,
come on,
not.
Man. This offense hasn't really gone away.
I'm wondering how many GMs called the NFL and said, what's the status with Cap? And the NFL was like, damn, a few teams are beating down the door to see what's up with him. We got to do something.
I mean, RG3's still in the league.
Yeah.
All right, 888-957-9570. Last call. We're going to do last call in 5 minutes. And the question is this. What do you think about the NFL working out Colin Kaepernick? Is it legit? Or do you think it's just a little bit of a dog and pony show? And will he get signed? 888-957-9570. That's our last call question. What do you make of the NFL working out Colin Kaepernick on Saturday? Just for show, or there may be something to it? 888-957-9570. That is our last call question of the day. So we'll do that in about 5 minutes. In the meantime, what do we got? Pittsburgh, Cleveland tonight?
Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Not a bad game.
Steelers are hot.
Not a bad game.
I told Vontae, Kitchens is going to implode. So will Mayfield. I've rooted for them, but it's like Antonio Brown. They're done. Steelers are hot. Beat the Rams. Not saying a lot right now. They got action at the playoffs, and I think it continues tonight.
I kind of like Cleveland tonight. I don't believe in Mason Rudolph.
But can they got a way of disguising them. Pittsburgh's defense and your boy Connor's
defense
back.
Defense is good. It's going to be a fun game. I'm intrigued with
I'm intrigued about Saturday. Where can I watch this workout at? They're going to have it televised?
I don't think it'll be televised, but I think there'll be tape coming from it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure
the NFL
that.
Says they're going to video it and send it to all the GMs.
Oh, I can't wait.
Here we go.
And all the owners. By the way, Mike Tomlin can coach, right? Right?
Before the season.
Did he lose the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I thought he was getting fired.
I had
the
pitchfork.
I thought
too.
He was a bit overrated. Yeah. I got to tip my cap to him.
And he had used up the black coach credit card that I have where I give him more leeway. He had used that all up, and now I'm back. So, Mike, good job, baby.
Now, I usually like to fact check the text line, but I think this one's right. The Steelers' 4 losses this year have come against the Patriots, Seahawks, 49ers, and Ravens.
Got blown out week one.
With a combined record of 31-6.
It's true.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that the Steelers are good. I mean, all their losses are to really good teams.
Well, they'll win tonight going away because Cleveland ain't in
that
class.
Where is that game?
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Drew Carey territory.
Cleveland's last stand.
National TV.
Yeah. Coming out party for Mayfield.
They cut Antonio Callaway, that young slot receiver who was on Hard Knocks last year. I wonder if the Niners will try to work him out.
That's interesting.
Because he does have talent.
That's interesting.
All right, let's do it.
All right, everybody, listen up. It's last call.
Last call.
Get your takes in and get them in fast. All right, guys, take it away.
All right, here we go. What do you make of the Colin Kaepernick workout? Real, fake? Will he get signed? Won't he? We're going to start with Drop of the Hat, Matt. Drop of the Hat, Matt, you're on last call. What's going on?
I think this is an opportunity for Cap to present himself. I know teams want him, but they don't nobody want to break the ice. So I think this is a good opportunity for Cap to show himself, and then whoever do grab him, I think he'll be signed. I really think so.
Thanks for the call, Drop of the Hat, Matt. Derek in Richmond, what are you thinking about the Colin Kaepernick workout Saturday in Atlanta?
It's jacked up. They're going to make the man wait 3 years. Have them try out on a Saturday. Why not Tuesday? Mm. And I think the NFL stands for, I'm just going to leave it at that. It's really jacked up.
Thank you. Yeah, jacked up is appropriate.
Yep.
That's the way to phrase it.
Ray, I like that.
Ray, what are you thinking about Kaepernick? Real or for show?
I think it could be either or, but hey, at this last minute, like I said, he's been ready. I'm quite sure he's been still training, waiting for that call. They gave him that call. He's being optimistic about it. I'm being optimistic about it. Hopefully he can make the most of his opportunities, and hopefully the NFL isn't just jerking him around.
Yeah, that's what I hope too, Ray. I hope it's legitimate, and he's got a legitimate shot. Cairo Tap, what's going on in Concord?
Yeah, what I wanted to talk about the game last on Monday night.
Yeah, we're talking about Cap. Bad. We're talking about Cairo. You got to call in tomorrow. Got to call in tomorrow. We got this thing we'd like to do here. 888-957-9570. Kaepernick, workout, real or for show? Tay's on 24. What's up, Tay? How you doing, man?
I'm hanging in there, just getting off the clock. But I think that Kaepernick, Antonio Brown, and all these players that the NFL has been trying to blackball and kick out should look at the XFL. They could get money over there, too. It's better than collecting nothing at the house. Then you challenge the NFL with a whole other league and representable players.
Tay, thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. How much is the XFL paying? They're not paying like the NFL, right? Mm.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Come on.
Matt's in Oakland. What's going on, Matt? How are you, man? What do you think about this cap workout situation?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's a dog and pony show as well as the real thing. They got teams out there like Miami, and they're not doing too hot, so I feel like maybe them or somebody else could pick him up and he could show what he's worth, you know?
Thanks for the call, Matt. Appreciate it. Shaka's in Berkeley. Shaka, what are you making of the cap workout?
I mean, I think it's real because I think Jay-Z working with the NFL maybe damaged his brand, making him look like a sellout. So I think Jay-Z is pushing for him to get the workout. And the running quarterback is doing so well. They're at the top of the MVP honors. So I also think it's bad if 32 owners are not progressive enough for a guy who's speaking out, saying what he wants to say, which is a constitutional right. That makes the world. If you really have to look at that, if 32 owners are still mad at him for that, wow, what a world we live in.
Yeah, thanks, Ronnie. Appreciate the call. Shaka. Ronnie's in East Palo Alto. Hey, Ronnie, how you doing, man? What do you think about the cap workout?
I think they're setting it up for a dog and pony show, but I think it's going to backfire on them because I know there's teams out there that need quarterbacks. I haven't watched the NFL. The first game I watched was last week, was Monday night. I listened to a lot of sports.
We lost you, Ronnie.
Where he was going.
Let's go to John. John is in San Jose. Hey, John.
Who the hell is John?
Hey, so, dude, this is a complete pony show. This is when Cap struck his deal, when he got the settlement with the league, this is all a part of that fine print. He's got to come in for a few workouts, keep the interest going, and the league is going to pay him for it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. That's a theory that some people have advanced. What if Cap works out? Let's finish up with Ken, and then we can wrap it up. Hey, Ken in Fremont.
Fellas, it's simple. It's a publicity stunt. It's just to get people's Twitter feeds rolling and for y'all to talk about something. That's it. You ain't going to be on a team. That's it. Have a good day.
Thanks for the call, Ken. Seems very definitive. See, and thanks for participating in the last call. What about if some teams basically go watch him work out? They know how he can run. They know that style may be able to work. And they interview him, and he says all the right things. And they say, we just can't have you being a distraction. Are you going to kneel? He's like, I'm done with that. No, I just want to play football. Maybe that's what teams need to hear.
Right.
Wow. From him. I mean, I don't know what to make of it, to tell you the truth.
Has he said he's gonna stop kneeling or not, Goo?
Bennett from Dallas, who the old Seahawk lineman,
he
stopped kneeling, or he doesn't come out, but it kind of went away. Nobody's making a big deal. I'm rooting for him. I think you two are too.
Yeah, I'd like to see him back in the league.
I hear it.
To see what happens.
Oh wow,
what do you think's gonna? What do you got?
Just real quick before we get back on this Kaepernick stuff. Will Smith from the Giants, reliever last year, just signed a 3-year, $40 million deal with the Atlanta Braves.
Wow.
Passing from ESPN just reported that. So Will Smith already gone from the San Francisco Giants.
You know what? They want Mad Bum.
You think he just said, get me out of here now that you hired Kaepler?
Get me out of here because I ain't going to be used that much.
I want to go to a contender. Sorry to derail.
Giants aren't going to contend?
Don't look like it.
They got a hell of a manager.
Yeah, they had one.
I'm going to give him a chance.
See, I'm not, because there's no chance to fix what you did in 15. Well, so I think that's an insult to everybody that's been through all that sexual. What do you? It ain't about baseball. You had your chance.
But he's apologized. He said he should have done more. He said he's learned. And the next time, if it ever happens, he'll do the right thing.
All right.
I mean,
I'm not perfect. Well, I know you guys probably should.
And you know, the other thing is, Major League Baseball put out a release that said neither Zaidi nor Kaepler broke the law or did anything wrong in terms of the protocol.
Farnhaus.
What was that?
The guy they call Farhoff. Let's hear
Farnhaus.
You didn't
Farnhaus.
Yeah. You didn't correct him. I thought you were.
Oh, you mean he called in
yeah,
today?
He said Fornhaus.
Fornhaus.
Said it a few times.
I thought that was Pete Rose.
Sounded like Pete.
We got the Warriors tomorrow night against Boston.
I'll be
Celtics.
In the house.
They've had Utah, Lakers, Boston. They used to run the Western Conference.
Well, Boston. Go ahead. You know what I was getting at.
I don't.
The West is rough. Boston being from the East. I'll be in the house.
I mean, Boston is west of Cape Cod, I believe. Yeah. Yeah, or Nassau in the Bahamas.
49 Frankie coming.
They call Bird because
so 49 Frankie coming.
To the Warrior game with me
tomorrow. Oh, to the Warrior game.
So he had an extra ticket.
I got you.
I'll be in the corner. I'll take a picture, send it to you.
Yeah, go ahead and do
I'll
that.
I'll see Bonte.
Go ahead and do that. All right, coming up next, we've got Brian Baldinger at 4 o'clock.
Hi,
we
Baldy.
Have Ray Ratto. At normal o'clock.
Hey, is Brian Baldinger going to cut the interview short?
Steve Kerr at 5. So you got Baldy at 4, Steve Kerr at 5, Damon.
No, Butcher.
No, Butcher Boy is in for Damon. Damon's still under the weather. Ray Ratto and Matt Kolsky. Why doesn't that just roll off the tongue?
Not You're sure. not a rapper.
Well, that's true. That's true. Although, how about the way I sang, Jesse, I'll always bring fresh flowers
you messed
to you.
Up.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.